Welcome back to Amolodox Podcast. My name is Jacqueline Odhiambo, founder Cardtech Services Limited, Kenya. Amolodox Podcast is all about enlightening and transforming our workspaces into digital space and eliminating the use of paper to reduce cost and increase productivity in small and medium-sized businesses. This is episode 22 of the continuous educational series and interviews. In this episode, we will talk about the digital storage for your digital documents. I hope this will give you insights when you are making the decision to go paperless. How you store your digital documents usually depends on how much data you have to store, your purpose, and also on your budget. You can opt to use a flash drive, an external hard drive, you can store on your desktop, or even store in the cloud. The cloud storage is free up to a certain limit before you subscribe. There are several storage providers in the market, and each has a different free storage size offer. So the number one digital storage, and it is the easiest option to store your digital documents, is in your computer. This is because you won't have to spend more to get storage space, and the files are always available within reach. Search can just be done by using the File Explorer to search for the required files. How safe is this storage in the computer? What if your computer crashes or is stolen and you're not able to recover your documents? Another digital storage component is the external hard drive, of which you can use as a backup for your files. If you have lots of backed up files, you might be having several hard drives. How easy is it for you to identify where you have stored a specific document, especially when you need it urgently? It might be helpful if you have been labeling the external hard drives, or if you have categorized external hard drives. How long is the shelf life of the external hard drive? Especially if you have stored digital documents that you don't want to dispose of anytime sooner. So this needs a continuous checking of your external hard drives to ensure they'll sustain your storage. Third component of your digital storage is the cloud storage. The advantage of cloud storage is the accessibility of your documents from anywhere, as long as you have an electronic communicating device. There are different providers of cloud storage, whereby they usually have an initial free storage, which differs from one provider to another. The free storage ranges from 5 GB to 2 TB. If your documents are more than the free storage space, this means you have to subscribe for the extra space, which you pay on a monthly or annual subscription. This can end up being expensive in the long run. If you're on a tight budget, it might not be sustainable. The different providers include Microsoft with OneDrive, Amazon with AWS, Dropbox, Google Drive, and others. Another advantage of cloud storage is that it easily integrates with your computer, and there are always continuous updates, keeping you up to date with technology, and your file will always be safe even if you lose your computer or any other device that you use. With the online accessibility, the risk of cyber attack on any of your information leaking may be quite high. The fourth component of digital storage is the on-premise server. The advantage of the external server is that you determine the storage size, and you pay for it only once. You can also scale it as your needs increase. The disadvantage with this device is that the initial cost is quite high, which means you have to plan for it. Another disadvantage is that it is stationed in one place, This means you can only work with it in a specific place. And if there's a case of burglary or fire, there's a likelihood of you losing all your information. The fifth component of digital storage is the electronic document management system. This is a centralized place or repository for storing a company's digital document. It enables easy access to your digital document when you need it, right when you need it. It makes it easy for document retrieval. Electronic document management systems archives your digital documents, but if you want to go completely paperless, whereby your web content, for example, emails, is also stored, you'll have moved to an electronic content management system. A good electronic document management system can be customized to your company's needs with the help of an expert, thus adhering to your company's needs and objectives. It automates and optimizes your workflows. An EDMS has a component where automated labeling or classification and fields or indexing of your digital documents is done, reducing time taken in keying in. This speeds up the searchability of your digital documents, improving your workflow process. A good electronic document management system should have the ability to integrate with your other systems, such as your accounting systems, your HR systems, ERP, to create efficiency in your workflows. An electronic document management system should have the ability to route documents both within, among staff, and without, with external stakeholders like suppliers and clients. And it should have an optical character recognition, the OCR, to be able to capture data easily that will occupy minimal space. So the best solution to give you that peace of mind is to have backed up files in regardless of the choice of a storage system. I hope this episode will bring value to you in your digitization strategy in your workplace. Your situation is unique. You may come with a different set of goals and challenges and can work together to make progress in this change process. It can be confusing with many electronic document management systems in the marketplace, making it difficult to know which one is the right one. So make sure you understand your situation before putting aside finances to purchase one, which might not be the right fit. And this can be a very costly affair. And this is where we can come in if and when the need be. Thank you so much for listening. And please, it would mean a lot to me if you could leave a review. I'm on this learning journey with you. Let's work together. Looking forward to our next episode. Subscribe to our show not to miss future episodes. For more of similar episodes, go to my website page, amolodocs.co.ke. And while at it, kindly rate and review the show. Leave comments on what you think of the show and related topics that will be of interest to you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Thank you. And bye.